Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay?
Kids behind, come with us and find
the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what,
across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
But please realize, you'll probably be surprised.
For it's a land unknown to man where fantasy is back. You can please understand, you might not come
Greetings, and welcome to the Sonic Daydream Top 40 Special, Part 2. I'm your host, Tom D. Typically, our mission here at Sonic Daydream is to bring you the lesser-heard sounds of the 60s and 70s. But despite popular demand, I've decided to serve up another heap and helping of the old favorites, the big hits of the day. On our previous Top 40 Special, apparently some folks still found the song selections a bit too obscure. One listener commented, "Tom D, you said it was going to be all hits all the time." But I asked my dad, and he said he never heard of no bands called Sweat Hog or Blood Rock. What's up with that? You trying to put one over on us? No, dear listener, I'm not trying to put one over on you, but I hear what you're saying. So tonight, I'm pulling out the heavy hitters. I'm going to be spinning some solid gold for you. So get ready to enjoy the Sonic Daydream Top 40 Special, Part 2.
And the hits just keep on coming.
CKLW, the Motor City.
Pushing to the top, no second chance for a temperature drop. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of
temperature. Yeah. Do you wanna set me on fire?
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man. It's all right. He knows of their fear in the forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home they will cry. With a smile, the order is given, they move down the line, but he's still behind and he'll meditate, but it won't stop the bleeding or ease the hate. As the young men move out into the battle zone, he feels good, with God you're never alone. He feels so tired and he lays on his bed. Hopes the man will find courage in the words that he said.
Sky pilot, sky pilot,
how high can you fly? You'll never
die. Eric Burdon and the Animals with Sky Pilot. The Animals had a string of 14 top 40 hits during the years 1964 to 1968, and that song was the final hit of that run, peaking at number 14 on the charts in June 1968. Before that, we heard The Balloon Farm with A Question of Temperature, number 37 on the charts in March 1968. One of this group's members was Mike Appel, who went on to greater success as the manager of Bruce Springsteen. And we started that set with the Bob Seger System with Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, number 17 on the charts in January of 1969. It'd be another 8 years before Seger reappeared on the top 40 charts, with the song Night Moves in January of 1977. And before we forget, we kicked off the show tonight with a trip back to the top 40 chart of July 1968 to hear the number 16 song, Journey to the Center of the Mind, by the Amboy Dukes. Now we're down to Houston, Texas, to hear a song that occupied the number 14 position in March of 69. It's Bubble Puppy with Hot Smoke and Sassafras.
taste of sassafras. Many things will come to pass, and the smoke shall rise again to the place above where it began. But in the gardens of the moon, time is held within the silver spoon.
Great underrated bands of the 60s there. That was Spirit with I Got a Line on You, their one and only song to make the top 40. It reached number 25 on the charts in March 1969. And before that, we heard another Los Angeles group, Canned Heat, with On the Road Again, which floated up to the number 16 position in September of 68. Now we're going to hear another song that was on the charts in September of 68. It's from a group that originally recorded as the Gollywogs. But by the time they recorded this song, which charted at number 11 in September of 68, they'd changed their name to Creedence Clearwater Revival. And the song is the immortal Suzy Q.
Baby, I love you, Suzy Q.
Climbing all the way up to number 3 in the charts in March of 1970, that was one-hit wonder Norman Greenbaum with Spirit in the Sky. Up next, we're going to hear from a band that featured two former members of the group Spirit, Mark Andes and Jay Ferguson. They split from Spirit to form the group JoJo Gunn and had this hit that reached the number 27 position in April of 1972. The song, Run, Run, Run.
Bye.
was Three Dog Night with Liar, their 10th song to hit the top 40 charts, and one that was first recorded by the group Argent about a year earlier. Three Dog Night's version of the song rose all the way up to the number 7 position in July of 1971. Before that, we heard an all-time classic, Mississippi Queen, from the group Mountain, number 21 on the charts in June 1970. Next up, we have another song that was on the charts in June of 1970, 15 notches below Mississippi Queen, at the number 36 position. We have Krabby Appleton with Go Back.
You don't.
Then and number one now.
Let me be.
American woman, you said get away. American woman, listen what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't wanna see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now woman, get away from me. Mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away.
peaking at the number 37 position in October 1969. From the UK, that was Thunderclap Newman with Something in the Air. You might remember that one from the movie The Magic Christian, starring Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr. Before that, we heard our only chart-topping hit of the evening, reaching number one in March 1970. From Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was The Guess Who with American Woman. I know we've all heard that song about a million times by now, but what can I say? I still dig it. Well, it looks like we've just about reached the end of the show for tonight. So I'd like to thank you all for listening and hope you found a few unfamiliar gems in the pile of golden oldies I laid on you tonight. We're going to close the show tonight with one of my personal favorites, from a band that featured ex-Zombies Russ Ballard and Rod Argent. From the number 5 position on the charts in July of 72, here's Argent with Hold Your Head Up.
It's the grand opening of Allen Stereo Tape Center this weekend. All the excitement's at 1954 Northeast 163rd Street in North Miami Beach. It's your chance to go to Allen's and choose your favorite music on tape. Join the crowd this weekend at Allen's for the grand opening. The trend today in music is tape, and Allen Stereo Tape Center is devoted exclusively to tape recordings. All of today's top hits, including O.C. Smith and his tough new album, singing his popular single, Little Green Apples, and Big Brother and the Holding Company, featuring Janis Joplin as lead singer, which you now hear, are on Columbia and are now available on tape. Whatever your favorite music, rock, folk, jazz, pop, or classical, the best sounds are by Columbia and are on tape at Allen's. Tape players repaired in home and auto stereo cartridge units installed right at purchase. Saturday and Sunday for the special grand opening, get an 8-track cartridge unit regularly priced at $49.95, just $34.95. Don't miss the grand opening this Saturday. Allen Stereo Tape Center, 1954 Northeast 163rd Street in North Miami Beach. Open until 9 p.m.